Can everybody hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Sandra, right?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, got you. All right, the announcement, the election results, people have already emailed everybody. They can't wait to a meeting. Bill is the secretary and Teresa is the treasurer. You know that Paul is the vice chair and I'm the chair. Okay, are there any staff recommendations? I mean, recognitions, I'm sorry. Staff recognition.
This is Nancy.
Who was?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Mike, then Nancy. Mike, go ahead.
I'd just like to recognize the people that worked hard on the last pledge drive and an announcement to Captain Tom for continuing to work on the prison show and the military show.
It's Nancy. Can I speak?
Yes.
Chair?
She's going to take a second.
What happened to the chair?
She fell out of the chair.
I don't know. Y'all already, this is Lyndon. Have you already
she said, go ahead. She said, go ahead.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Actually, Lyndon's right. We haven't done roll call yet. We haven't really called the order, the meeting's
okay,
order.
Okay, you guys coming to the meeting, I need you to be quiet and listen and to where we are at right now. Everybody has the agenda. We still on staff recognition. Which is Nancy.
Okay, but shouldn't we call the meeting to order and have roll call first?
Nancy, we already did that. We following the agenda.
Oh, really?
7:04.
Really? I'm sorry, then I'm late. Okay.
That's okay.
I'd like to recognize Bobby Modagas. Keeping everything going. Jumping here, jumping there, getting things done. And also, I like everybody to understand, usually we only get like 32, 34, 35,000 for the quiet drive in December, you know, where we don't pitch vigorously. We just sort of soft pitch. But wow, we like doubled it. I mean, it's like really nice, over 60,000. So thanks to all the programmers and everybody, all of us. I'm through.
Yes, Chair. I'd like to recognize Robin Lewis because in the midst of all this quiet drive, I think she was the one mostly holding that together and sending out premiums on time, which is quite difficult with one person. So thank you, Robin.
Yes, thank you, Robin. If you're on the line, Venetia, point of order.
We're supposed to do roll call before we do anything else.
Venetia, we're following the agenda.
Okay, I'm just pointing out that agenda is written wrong.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I have a question because I think that since the recorder start, I don't believe that we have people listen to the recorder to see who were present. And I don't think that we have the members present when we start the recording. That should be.
We had quorum when we started recording.
We started
recording at 7:04.
I was before in the call, but I didn't hear my name.
We haven't called a roll yet. We're getting ready to do that right now.
Okay, thank you.
I have learned that a lot of you guys come in late. That's why the roll call is pushed down. There's a reason for things. Everything don't have to be the same. Most of you guys come in late. So I'm trying to give you enough time to get in here. We started when we had quorum. I did the first announcements. Then we were doing staff recognition.
May I explain my point of order?
Yes.
A little bit further. So part of the reason that we do roll call first is so that people listening on the stream can hear the names and see the, and like, I guess have it confirmed that quorum is achieved.
Okay. But we can do that now virtually because we have somebody sitting right there and everybody that comes in, she can see and she can tell you. And you, and if you notice, I'm always asking, are we at quorum? I've been on here since 6:45. Are we at quorum? Let me know when we at quorum.
Right. Guys, I guess it's for the listeners.
They can, they haven't missed anything, Venetia. Not a thing. All right. Roll call.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Teresa's here. Adriana Casanave.
Present. Present.
Thank you. Adrian's here. Bill Crozier is here. Lyndon Foley. Can't hear you, Lyndon. Bob Gartner. Can't hear you, Bob.
Lyndon's here. Lyndon's here.
Was that you too, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob is here. Thank you. Patrick Hoyt.
Patrick here.
Patrick's here. Wally James.
Wally.
Wally, although I saw your your picture.
Yeah, he's connecting.
Okay, I'll come back to him. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne Lark is here.
Present. Dwayne is here. Thank you. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Mike is here. Marianne Martinez. Can't hear you, Marianne. Paula Miller.
Present.
Paula's here. Susie Moreno. Can't hear you, Susie. Venetia Patel Adams.
Here.
Venetia's here. Sandra Rawline.
Sandra Rawline is here.
Sandra's here. Darrell Robbins.
Here.
Darrell is here. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Present. Nancy.
Nancy's here. Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Wendy's here. Deb Shafto.
Here.
Deb is here. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Richard's here. Rita Washington.
Rita Washington is present.
Rita's here. Sandy Weinland.
Present.
Sandy's here. Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Ted is here. Venetia Williams.
Here.
Venetia's here. Egberto Willis.
Here.
Egberto's here. Let's see, David Bias?
I am here.
David Bias is here. Thank you. Okay. Is Judon Boney here?
Judon is not coming.
Okay. Let me go back to the people that we skipped. Wally James?
Here.
Okay, Wally is here. Marianne Martinez? Still can't hear you, Marianne. Susie Moreno? Can't hear Susie. Do you know if they've... come in to the call, Paula?
I don't see him.
Not yet. Okay. Well, I'll mark them present if they come in later. So we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I didn't receive any excuse, absence, notices, or requests. Okay, moving on. The agenda.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I've been trying to get in. I don't know why they have to make it so difficult that people can't get in. Okay. Really irritating.
Okay, I have you, Susie. I'll mark you present. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so the agenda. One of the things that I left off of the agenda was Ted Weiskel's motion. And where am I going to put that? I'm going to put that under new business. And that's the only thing. Anybody else? Because nobody sent me anything in the mail, in the email except for Ted.
Bill?
Yes, Bill.
We can do it when we get up to the director elections, but I sent a revised motion on the email elections just about the time the meeting was starting. So when we get to that, I'll just substitute that.
Adriana?
But all of you can look at your email if you want to see it.
Okay. Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair, is there any way that you can send me the agenda to the my other address, the PNB address, email address?
Can you give me the address so I can make sure I have it?
You write to me at that one before. I don't want to give it in the...
Okay, so, okay. It's got PM, Adriana, it's got PNB in it.
Yes, at the beginning.
Okay. I'll send it to you. I'm trying to pull it up. Okay. All right.
Patel Adams, I have a question.
Yes.
So we don't have anything under unfinished business also?
No.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
That's awesome.
Who, Madam Chair? Who just called my name?
This Nancy. When you send to Adriana, could you send to everybody? And is Mr. Baez's name on there? I mean,
he already has the agenda.
And, okay. Yeah, and just so you guys know, it's Bays, like sitting on the dock of the bay.
Oh, thank you, Miss.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the minutes approval.
So, Venetia, you said yes. You're going to send to the LSC.
I'm getting ready to do it right now. I'm trying to move to the minutes so Bill can take over and I can send out this email.
Okay.
Okay. All right, minutes approval, Bill.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Okay, I sent all of you, I think twice, the minutes for the December LSB meeting, December 9th. There were a few corrections made in the last version I sent. I had the corrections, and actually I resent them, I think, yesterday. So I move approval of the draft minutes for December 9th.
Second.
Okay, thank you, Richard. You want me to continue, Venetia, or you want Paula to chair while you're...
Paula, can you do that while I'm looking for this email? We're at... Let me tell you where we're
My job is to sit here. Y'all know what I do.
Please, Paula.
Okay.
And you do it so well.
Thank you.
You do it very well.
It's a resume builder.
All right, so where are we at, Bill?
We're right under the minutes.
Proceed on. I need to pull up the agenda.
Just to ask if there's any other corrections or...
Bill, Bill.
Sorry.
Do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Send that out to everybody, please.
Okay, well, I did yesterday, but I can send it again. Okay,
please send it again.
The minutes you're talking about?
I got a ton of emails that have come in since then.
Okay, the minutes or the agenda or both? The minutes or the agenda or both?
Both. Okay.
Madam Chair, can I ask again that Secretary send that information to the same email address that I requested before?
Okay, I know. Well, he may not know that, huh? Okay.
No, well, I said in open meetings before. Yes, I asked for that in open meetings before. Thank you.
Okay.
I sent it to the LSB. I can get it. I sent it to the LSB list, but you know, she can ask Otis to add that other address to the LSB list, and then she'll get all the LSB mails.
You want us to do that, Adriana? In the future, you want me to add your other address to the LSB list?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Let me make a note of that.
Okay. So are we moving forward?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. So is this the agenda approval?
We passed it.
Nancy. Minutes approval. That's where we're at, minutes approval?
Right. Did anybody have any corrections? I got it, Paul.
Nancy, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. Did we approve the agenda? Because I didn't think we did, and I would not approve it.
Nobody had any objection to the agenda when we were talking about it, so I moved on. Do you have an objection about the agenda?
Yes, I think 2 minutes per person, per candidate, you know, director candidate. I think we should leave it open a little bit longer, like maybe 3 minutes. And questions? Are there going to be questions? I don't see the questions there.
Yes, you can answer. You can ask questions, but we're trying to get through this before 8 o'clock, Nancy. And that's got a whole bunch of people nominated that I'm getting ready to read. And as soon as I get to reading it.
Anyway, I make a motion at least 3 minutes for each person to speak and Q&A. I leave it up to the body. There should be some minutes there for each candidate.
Hey, but let me just say this. We will be through with this before 8 o'clock.
Why?
Is that 8 o'clock? What happens at 8 o'clock, Nancy?
Well, public comment, but I don't think we have to be through by 8 o'clock.
All right. Is there a
second for the stack.
Motion? Is there a second to Nancy's motion? I don't hear a second.
I heard
Dwayne Lark second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we add 3 minutes and open question and answer for the PNB directors. Is there any other discussion? What is it, Bill?
3 minutes is okay with me per person, per candidate, but I object to having the Q&A. When we've done this before, it's typically taken about 2 hours. And, you know, we have 24 people on the board and a lot of candidates, and we don't need that. We know each other. And so, you know, it's just we have other things to do. So I don't think we need the Q&A. I guess I moved to amend by Nancy's amendment by striking the part about the Q&A.
The Q&A.
So it's an amendment to her.
Dwayne.
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. For one person to say
Dwayne,
he don't care.
You get yes, wait a minute, Dwayne. Can you get closer to the microphone?
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. For one person to state that he don't think it's necessary, is a bit arrogant. Now I've been I've been doing this for at least 11 years with a 1 or 2 year break. And what I found is when you want to rush through this stuff, it's because you've already made a determination. Maybe you're going to vote for your friends when it may not be in the best interest of the foundation. So I think it's these people are going to serve for 1 full year to represent this Houston body. And we should have in-depth discussion about their positions and about their visions and about how they would want to move the foundation forward and how they would vote on specific issues that may be of concern of these 24 members. So I'm looking at the agenda. We don't have anything on this agenda that's more pressing than the 4 individuals that are going to represent Houston, Texas, KPFT for the next year. This is what this whole meeting ought to be about. And to suggest that we need to rush and it's not important to find out what these people who want to represent, what they stand for, what they're not going to stand for, what their vision is, it's absurd.
Okay, anybody else? And somebody, Wendy? Look, I'm looking at, okay, Wendy, 1 second. I'm looking at Paula's face. That means somebody is making noise and is in her ears. Can you guys please? When I come to a Zoom meeting, I don't care if it's the PA, I don't care if it's okay, what's all the noise I'm hearing in the background?
Is it me? It's this lame music at the store I'm at.
Oh, I have no idea.
I'll be real quick.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, so I don't know if everybody's aware, but there's 2 different bodies, the delegates to Pacifica and then the LSB to KPFT. And we used to always have to have 2 separate meetings. And I just want to make sure that that's resolved. We don't really have to do that. Or do we?
We're voting as representatives for the PNB. That's how
I know,
we're doing
we're supposed to do that as delegates to the foundation. And so I don't want anybody to later on cry foul and say that it wasn't in order because we didn't adjourn as LSB and come back as delegates or something. So, I mean, maybe that's all been resolved and PMB declared you don't have to do it or something.
No,
I'm
no, you're
sure.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
Okay. So all right, I'm going to mute now.
Can I clarify what you need?
All right. Can I have a motion to temporarily adjourn the LSB meeting?
I move that we adjourn to the delegate assembly to select PMB members.
Is there a second?
I say second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn LSB.
Point of order. Sorry to interrupt, but we haven't decided on the agenda yet and on Nancy's motion.
Oh, Lord.
We can do that in the delegates meeting if you want. That's okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Is there any other discussion about closing out the one meeting, opening up the delegates meeting? All those in favor?
Aye. There's no objections.
Okay, yep. Thank you, but nobody said anything. All right, so now I call the order of the delegates meeting at 7:26 p.m.
Roll call.
Okay. I have to roll call that too?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, all right, hold on. Sorry. Teresa Allen. Teresa, are you there?
I pass.
We're just taking attendance. But it sounds like you're here. Okay. Okay. Monica Sinave.
Present.
Peter Renna is here. Bill Crozier is here. Lennon Foley?
Here.
Lennon's here. Bob Gartner?
Present.
Bob is here. Patrick Hoyt? Can't hear you, Patrick.
Patrick here.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. Got you. Wally James?
Here.
Wally's here. Dwayne Lark?
I'm going to pass, too.
Okay. Either way, you get marked as a P. So, okay. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Mike is here. Marianne Martinez. Can't hear you, Marianne. Paula Miller.
Present.
Paula is here. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Susie's here. Excuse me. Susie's here. Venetia Patel Adams.
Here.
Venetia's here. Sandra Rawline.
Sandra is here.
Sandra is here. Darrell Robbins.
Here.
Darrell is here. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Nancy present.
Nancy's here. Wendy Sherrell. Heard you a minute ago. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Here.
Okay,
Wendy's here. I'm sorry. I messed up.
Thank you. Deb Shafto.
Here.
Deb is here. Richard Giselle.
Here.
Richard's here. Rita Washington.
Rita Washington is present.
Rita's here. Sandy Weinman.
Same as it ever was.
Okay. Sandy's here. Ted Weiskel.
I want to point out to our chair that you have to take pro and con votes, which you did not do a few moments ago, but I'm here.
Ted's here. Venetia Williams.
Present.
Venetia's here. Egberto Willis.
Here.
Egberto's here. Going back, I didn't hear Marianne. Can somebody call her, make sure she has the right access number and code? I know people have had trouble getting into the meeting sometimes. So we have quorum again, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Dwayne Lark. May I be recognized?
Yes.
Quickly. Based on what Mr. Weiskow just pointed out, is correct. However, to avoid that, you can simply ask, are there any objections?
Didn't I do that?
If there are not, then you don't have to take the yeas or the nays.
I thought I did that. Okay. Thank you, Dwayne. Okay. So the PNB nominations that everybody emailed me before December 30th or 31st, whatever that December date is. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people to send me nominations. They were Teresa Allen, Rita Washington, Susan Moreno, Robert Gardner, Bill Crozier, and Sandy Weinman. Did anybody else email? And I'm asking this only because I have a plethora of emails. But I looked through my emails today. Nobody, whoever nominated, they did it in the by the deadline, which was December. I'm going to just say December 3rd. Did I miss anybody?
Yes.
Who's speaking?
Okay, this is Nancy. I'm sorry, you said Rita, Susie, Bill, Sandy, and Teresa, and I can't remember who else you said. Okay. But
I'm going to say it again. Robert.
Thank you.
Okay. The nominations for PNB directors are Adriana Castaneda, Dwayne Lark, Nancy Sabara Naratomi, Venetia Patel Adams, Teresa Allen, Lyndon Foley, Patrick Hoyt, Wally James, Mike Lewis, Marianne Martinez, Paula Miller, Sandra Rawline, Darrell Robbins, Wendy Schrell, Deb Shafto, Richard Uzel, Sandy Weinman, Venetia Williams, and Egberto Willis. I, Venetia Williams, I'm taking my name out the pot. Is there any?
Deb Shafto, please take my name off.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Who was that?
Who said that?
Deb and Venetia.
Madam Chair, Sandy Dwayne.
Sandy was first, and then Dwayne.
Please remove my name as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Sandy?
And Bill?
Bill, too?
Bill, no, I withdraw.
And Wendy.
Egberto.
And Richard.
Egberto, Richard. Bill. Hold on, Bill.
Sandy?
Did someone nominate me and not tell me?
Yes. That's why I'm asking.
I nominated you, but I sent it to the whole LSP.
Which I'm not getting.
Yeah, I sent you a text.
He just nominated everybody, I think.
Yeah, no, everybody. No.
Almost everybody.
He didn't nominate 8 of us. No.
Bill, I sent you a text with my correct email.
Okay.
Not so that you need to do anything right now.
Do we need to get that to Otis too, so you can get, and also to Bobby, so you can be added to the
whatever you need to do.
Technical stuff, we can do that offline.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, that's how I got nominated and didn't know it.
Okay. But Darrell, I'll just start sending you, because Adriana, I'm going to start sending her to her alternate email address. So basically, I'll just start sending, when I send out something, I'm sending it to you guys, to Adriana, myself. Okay, so let me read the nominations again with the people who said take my name out.
And do we need to separate the staff from the...
I am going to do that, Darrell, soon as I get through.
Okay.
Adriana Castaneda, Dwayne Lark, Nancy...
No, Tuttle. Madam Chair, that's not why I rose, to be recognized. I rose to be recognized for another reason.
Okay. Can I finish the list and then I'm going to get you? Or do I need to do it before?
No.
Okay.
No, after.
Okay. Nancy Sabara Naratomi, Venetia Patel Adams, Teresa Allen, Lyndon Foley, Patrick Hart, Wally
James. I'm here, but I abstain.
Abstain from what? You want your name off the list? Wally. Where's Wally?
Patrick.
That was Patrick speaking.
Patrick, you want your name off the list?
Patrick, are you muted?
Huh? Patrick, yes or no? Do you want your name on the list?
What the fuck?
Okay.
Madam Chair, I have my hand raised.
Can she finish the list?
I'm just trying to take myself off the list. I didn't want to.
Who is it?
Because I'm treasurer, I'm not running for national board. Can you take my name off the list?
Thank you. Okay. That's very nice.
I'm going to start over. If there's anything you need to say, can you wait till I get through the list? Adriana Casanay, Dwayne Locke, Nancy Sabara Naratomi, Venetia Patel Adams, Lyndon Foley, Wally James, Mike Lewis, Mary Ann Martinez, Paula Miller, Sandra Rawline, Darrell Robbins. Okay. Dwayne, you were, you had something to say.
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to point out that officers are not eligible. LFB officers are not eligible to be PFB directors.
Okay. All right. So as far as anybody else, is everybody else okay with their name being on the list? All right. The staff members, Venetia Patel Adams, Wally James, Michael, and Mike Lewis. Did I miss anybody? Okay. So,
question, Patrick Hoyt, although I couldn't tell whether he was even sane, much less whether he wants to be a candidate or not. But Patrick Hoyt, was he not elected as a staff member?
Listener.
No, as listener.
Okay.
Any other things I need to address?
Wally was on that list, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Wally is still on the list.
Patrick Epstein.
Who just spoke?
That was Patrick. He doesn't want to be on the list.
Okay, he's not on the list.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so I need a motion to accept these nominations, right? Yes.
Oh, they're automatic.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so do we go into the 2 minute why I want to be?
Nancy.
Yes, ma'am.
3 minutes.
I propose.
Whatever. 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever. Come on.
And the Q&A, we need some time, although one member said no time is necessary, but I beg to differ.
Okay.
Madam Chair, it's Richard.
Yes, Richard.
Wasn't there a motion to do away with the Q&A?
No. The motion was to add the Q&A.
And I moved to amend that one by striking the Q&A part. Nancy moved to make it 3 minutes instead of 2 minutes per candidate and also add Q&A.
And add Q&A. That was the motion.
I had an amendment to that to strike the part about the Q&A. And we haven't decided that yet.
I'll second that motion to strike the Q&A.
We haven't even got to that.
Because everybody got to have their way. Is there any discussion about that?
Point of order.
Please.
Lena to the stack.
Dwayne to the stack.
Ted. Who was after Ted? Somebody said something. It was a
Rita
female.
To the stack. Rita Washington Ted, to the Rita. Stack.
Motions to limit or extend debate are not debatable.
Okay. Rita.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know that we all feel we know one another. However, people may say something. You may think you know who you're going to vote for. When you ask someone a question and you hear their response, it really may change your mind, because my mind has been changed many times based on the question and answers. And although we want to rush through and make sure we get these things done in a timely manner, I agree with you on that, Madam Chair. However, this is such a crucial and important part of what we do, because these persons will represent us on the PNB. And because I have listened to some of these PNB meetings, and I hear who speaks and who doesn't and who represents us and who doesn't, I think we do need to hear, we need to ask some questions of these persons who want to represent us, and then see if we really want those persons based on their answers to represent us. And you can only do that through a question and answer period. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Are Dwayne, we ready for the court? Oh, Dwayne, I'm sorry.
That's quite all right, Madam Chair. To Ted's point, this is not an extension of debate. Since we are in the delegates assembly, there was no adoption, as I recall, of an agenda. So this would not require, would not be considered adding something or debating something. We're having a discussion about whether or not to add this item to a non-approved agenda, and it's appropriate. And I would close by saying, for those of you who have your mind made up, for vote to not have a discussion of the mind and the intent and the vision of the individuals and their contribution to the foundation. But if you do have, if you haven't had your, you don't have your mind made up, and you would like to really determine who's the most qualified candidate, then vote to have the discussion, the question.
Is there any more discussion? All right. The motion on the floor is to, the 3-minute debate wasn't it. The thing that's in question is to have question and answer. So the motion on the floor is to allow the candidates to speak and have question and answer. All those in favor for the question and answer, raise your hands. You can raise your hands on Zoom. No, you can raise your hands on Zoom.
Actually, the motion was the opposite. It was to strike the part about Q&A.
It was to strike the part of...
of Q&A.
I just said it another way, Bill.
Okay. Well, just so it's clear how people are voting.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I would like to request a roll call vote.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill. Roll call. Thank you, Adriana. Roll call. Bill.
Sorry. Okay. So a yes vote would be to strike the part about Q&A. Is it, or how do you want to say it?
No. Yes is you want to keep the Q&A.
Okay. To keep. Okay.
To keep Q&A is yes.
Okay.
To strike Q&A is no.
All right. Teresa Allen.
And I have one point of information before I vote. The motion to add Q&A, is there any time limit on it?
Not as the motion was presented.
Okay, so I say no.
Okay, Teresa votes no. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Bill Crozier votes no. Lyndon Foley?
Abstain. Abstain.
Lyndon abstains. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. Patrick White?
Patrick votes no.
Patrick votes no. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne votes yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Mike Lewis?
No.
Mike votes no. Marianne Martinez?
She's still not here.
Still not on. Okay, Paula Miller?
Abstain.
Oh, what was that, Paula?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. I'm sorry, abstain. Right.
Okay, thank you. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Susie votes yes. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Venetia votes yes. Sandra Rolline? Can't hear you, Sandra. Darrell Robbins?
Sandra votes no.
Okay, Sandra votes no. Darrell?
No.
Darrell votes no. Nancy Sabar-Nartomi?
Yes, for democracy.
Nancy votes yes. Wendy Sherrill?
No.
Wendy votes no. Deb Shafto?
No.
Deb votes no. Richard Uzzell?
No.
Richard votes no. Rita Washington?
Rita Washington, yes.
Rita votes yes. Sandy Weinman?
Sandy votes no.
Sandy votes no. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. I'll come back to you, Venetia. Egberto Willis? Can't hear you, Egberto. Let's see. I'm going to go back. I didn't hear Bob Gartner. Do you wish to vote? Still can't hear you, Bob. Marion Martinez, didn't hear her.
She's not here.
Didn't hear Egberto. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me check, count the votes. We have 7 yes. 11 no. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. So the motion is to not have the Q&A.
That's the motion.
Right.
Okay. All right, can we start with the first person? I'm going down my list, which is not in alphabetical order. Adriana Castaneda.
Okay. What are we voting on?
I know. Is this for listener or for staff? We didn't get a list of the listeners.
The listeners went, no, I'm going to go with the staff. It's cheaper. I mean, it's smaller.
Venetia Patel. I have a suggestion.
Huh?
This is Wendy. I have a suggestion.
Sure.
Can we just have each person just give a little 1-minute thing about why they want
to
do it?
That's what we're getting ready to do.
Okay.
That's what we're getting ready to do.
3 minutes, right?
Who is the staff and who is the listeners? The staff is only 3 staff people. Venetia Patel Adams, Wally James, and Mike Lewis. Once again, the 3 staff people. Venetia Patel Adams, Wally James, and Mike Lewis. Matter of fact, and I'm going to start with Venetia Patel. So since we started with the staff, we're going to start with the staff. Venetia Patel.
If you don't mind, Madam Chair, age before beauty, if you could let the other folks go first.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, was Sandy.
I believe Venetia was elected as a listener, not a staff.
No, she was elected as staff, sir.
Okay, I said corrected. Thank you.
Her show is called Indie Media.
Huh?
Her show is 7 p.m. Friday, yeah. Indie Media.
Yeah.
Madam Chair?
Jesus. Yes.
Yeah, if this technology is not going to work, then we're going to have a meeting about why. Because I was prevented from voting.
We asked you twice.
The technology.
I was prevented from voting.
You were what?
I was prevented from voting.
Nobody prevented you from voting, Bob.
Well, Bill couldn't hear my name. What does that say to you?
Okay, we all were sitting here and nobody heard you say anything.
Exactly. That's my point.
Bill does.
Marianne's on the line. If you let her in.
Who?
I just got a text from Marianne. She's on the line, but they haven't let her in yet.
I have the floor.
Paul. Sorry, Bob.
That's okay. I'm finna let Marianne in.
I'm looking at this. I am looking at this, and there is no one waiting in the room. And I don't understand what the problem is. Why people can't dial, put a code in, and come in? Just dial, put a code in, and come in. It's real simple. No one is waiting in the chat room. I'm looking at this.
Are we at the max that can join?
I would like my confirmed address.
I don't have a max. I can
hold up
to 300 people.
Okay. Bob, what is the question? Paula, I need you to listen to this so you can answer it. Go ahead, Bob.
Did Ms. Harris have me on mute?
Huh?
Ms. Harris, did she have me on mute? Miller.
I do not have you on mute. You have to unmute yourself when you come in.
I unmuted myself.
Well,
okay.
I'm sorry. It may be your phone. I'm sorry. I do not have anyone mute.
Oh, it's my phone.
It's possible.
It tells you star 6 when you come in.
Star 6.
I guess I needed, I did that about 8 times.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gardner, but I do not have anyone muted. When you come in, you have to unmute from the very beginning.
Well, I attend these meetings in order to be able to vote.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes, Dwayne.
Could we allow, based on these exigent circumstances, can we allow Mr. Gardner and Ms. Martinez to record their votes, even though they're inconsequential? I do believe the point is
they
have
a
right to
vote,
so it could be recorded.
Yeah, they can vote. You see, look, let me tell you something. I'm on Zoom 24 hours a day. I know the technology stuff that happens. It has nothing to do with the moderator. It could just be your internet buffering. Nobody's
going to
anybody.
Some people have the ability in this meeting to mute people and see who's on a call. So I don't know why you would suggest that I'm trying to blame Ms. Miller when I'm just trying to state certain applicable facts. I'm not interested in blaming anyone.
I apologize, Mr. Gordon, but I'm
really,
not.
Blame is really a little concern to me.
Mr. Gardner, I do apologize, but I do not have anyone muted. No one is muted on this call. No one.
Okay.
The only time I mute is when Ms. Williams tell me to mute, or if there's
I was unable to vote.
Sorry.
Well, you can vote. We just said you can vote.
I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. I'll record you as a yes.
Yes. Did you get that?
Yeah,
Marianne, are you here? Marianne.
Orders of the day.
Thank you. Okay. We have, let me look at the time. It's 7:52, which means we only have time for one person to speak, which the first person will be Mike Lewis. Mike, is that okay with you?
That's okay. I'll go ahead and do it short and sweet.
Thank you.
Okay. I just want to run on the program national board so I can get the funding up, get the recognition up for KPFT, not only in the Houston-Harris County area, but around the country, and keep me moving KPFT forward. That's it.
Are there any questions for Mr. Lewis?
Are we allowed to have any questions?
Oh, we said 2.5. I'm sorry.
He still got 2.5 minutes.
Woo!
Why not?
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that's a democratic way.
Well, you guys voted not to do that.
Yes, but it was.
But Madam Chair,
his
time
weird?
Isn't up, Madam Chair.
Huh?
His time isn't up. So theoretically,
yeah, but
you can make the determination. The chair can make the determination that since he didn't use all his time, if he wants to take questions, he can take questions. That's your ruling.
Okay, Mike, do you want to take questions?
I'll take some questions.
Nancy with a question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, I want to hear your ideas for improving our product, which is the programming.
The programming is to go out and meet with the community, get more people to listen to KPFT, donate, and just let a lot more people know about the station. We need to market the station a lot better.
So nothing new in programming ideas.
Well, the programming ideas, go out and reach to the diverse community, see what kind of programming they want.
Adriana?
Hey, Dwayne, to the question.
To
it. Okay. Mike, are you with the New Day Pacifica, the group that is trying to break the foundation?
I'm not with any, group.
Okay. Thank you.
Ted.
It was Dwayne.
You got to start over, Ted, because when you started talking, you were muted.
What
Go
is
ahead.
The name of the body you are running for?
I'm running for the KPFT body.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness.
What's the question, Ted?
Madam Chair, Teresa for the stack.
You muted.
Dwayne is next.
Dwayne is next, but Ted is muted.
I was done. I'm sorry. My thing just keeps going mute, but I got the answer out of Mike that I expected.
Okay, Dwayne.
Well, Madam Chair, point of order.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. Madam Chair, I would like if you would ask someone to do the timekeeping at the 3 minutes, but my question to Mike is, you indicated you would want to help. Oh, great, great, great.
Now, point of order.
I know you're multitasking. So, Mike, what would be the idea of helping raise the funds and some couple with how you've helped raise the funds here in Houston, how would you help raise the funds at the national level?
I meet with people outside of the station. I talk to them. I tell them about our station, and I get them to donate more money. I've gotten the membership up, especially with the prison show, military show, and I can try to do my best at the national level. It's going to be hard, but I can keep pressing to do it because we are in a COVID-19 economy. A lot of people do not have money, but I could still, you know, try to get the dollars, pennies, and cents out of them the best way.
Thank you for taking my question.
Point of order, Mr. Bill.
That was 3 minutes. Yes, Bill.
Okay, well, if you're limiting to 3 minutes, that's fine, but I just want to remind you we voted not to have Q&A, and it wouldn't be fair to the other candidates if we give Mike more time than they do, than they have.
I'm not giving him no more than 3 minutes.
Okay. Sorry for the interruption.
Okay, it is 7:57. We are going into, because by the time I get whoever started next, which is Wally, it'll probably be 7:58. So,
go.
Wally, you can make your statement, and at 8 o'clock, we're going into public comment, but it's 7:57. Wally, you can go ahead and make your statement.
Okay, thank you. I've been a volunteer at KPFT for over 35 years. During that time, I've worked on three different programs. The latest one is the Progressive Forum, and that one's been for more than 23 years. And I've been on the LSB for several years now, for a good while, it feels like. And the PNB, for 1 year, and I feel like that we've been able to get some things done to get KPFT. Well, the big thing we've been trying to do, both with the LSB and the PNB, is to get a new manager, and I am very happy that we do have David Bays on, and hope to be able to work with him and work with the other people on the LSB and the PNB to push KPFT forward.
Okay. Is that all, Wally?
That's all I can think of right now.
Anisha?
I have a question.
Madam Chair, Teresa for the stack.
He has 1 minute. Teresa, is this has to do with Wally?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, we first have to ask him if he wants to take questions, right?
Oh, my God. y'all eating into his time. Just ask the
question. Madam Chair, exactly. Point of order. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Y'all eating into his time. Yes, Dwayne.
Why don't we go to, Chester, while they really didn't speak for the 30 or 40 seconds, so he's got to have 2 minutes and 2 seconds, but why don't we go to public comment and come back?
Well, that's what I was trying to do.
Thank you, ma'am.
Poor baby.
Because I don't want to be accused of, oh, it's public comment. I'm going to be accused of public comment. So it is now 8 o'clock, public comment. Paula, how many people? Paula.
This is Philip Tony.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Philip. How many people do you see for public comment? One second, Philip.
I think I see about 3 people here. Well, actually, no one has really said it, that they wanted to. Well, one person is all I see.
Okay, go ahead. All right, Philip, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were taking a sort of a head count of the people who public comment listeners.
We
okay,
did.
I'm just one. I was just raising my hand as being one of them.
Okay. Well, go ahead. You can speak now.
Okay.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes, Ted.
Nice to people.
We have 30 minutes allocated for public comment. We usually divide it among the people, so if we have 4 people, they're allowed about 7.5 minutes apiece. They should know that going in, don't you think?
Well, since I'm not going to even comment on that. Fine, that's fine. Fine.
I have a point of information, Chair.
Yes, Venetia.
Thank you. I believe we have about 35 people, like at least 10 extra people on the call. Maybe we can just ask them to say in the chat their name and then divide the time by that.
No, this is what we're going to do. Those that want to have public comment, please push the raise your hands.
They have their hands up. Yes.
They already had their hands up?
Yes.
Thank you.
Chair, this is Nancy.
You said it was 4 people?
No, I said it was 1, but another person popped their hand up, so it's 2 right at this point.
Yeah, it's 2. Okay. Nancy.
Chair, this is Nancy. I see in the chat that Marianne is asking, is anybody seeing her?
Yes, Marianne, we have you. I saw you.
I'll mark her present.
Okay. Philip, was it Philip?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
I would really like to, if I would be allowed, to make a comment, a public comment, after I get to hear from the remaining 1 or 2 people who have yet to speak on their nomination.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Captain Tom for public comment.
Okay, go ahead, Captain Tom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, Happy New Year to everybody on the board, and I thank you for this time. I'm saying we are making progress, and that is most important. I am for Pacifica, and I wish to announce that I am going to be running for the LSB at the next election, and I hope to be able to work with the board and help move KPFT forward. I want to say also that I am not happy right now with our present government and the situation that was going on in Washington, D.C., but I will continue to support KPFT as long as I am a member of KPFT, and thank you, and we'll be seeing you all in the next board meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Who's next?
I see Stone Free. Is that Stone Free hand? Stone Free? Your hand is up. You can speak.